Okay, go ahead, Jeff. Yeah, go ahead.
Talat, before we get going, can we confirm with the BOT team who has signatory authority today?
You're looking at him.
Chuck. Chuck is designated. Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, that's recorded. And so go ahead, Chuck.
And John, let's hope I wear out my hand, okay? Here's or my electronic signature or whatever. Good afternoon, everybody. This is January 19th, 2022. This is our second bargaining session of the year with the UFF bargaining team at UCF and the BOT UCF bargaining team. And the first thing we'll do this afternoon is review the minutes from our last meeting 2 weeks ago on January 5th. Charlie, are you displaying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it looks good to me.
Anybody on my team have a comment about those minutes?
You were going to add those articles, right? Because you did give, yeah. And I think, did we not present any articles, handouts? We had the 22, and which we sent you by email later. There were two, 22, and what was the other one? Oh, 17 we just sent back, yeah. Three, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so Talat, your side's okay with this?
Yeah, are you okay, John? And John is usually has a good eye for these things.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, then I guess we got a little bit of cleanup there on the minutes, making sure we get all the handouts listed, but otherwise it appears that we are in good shape. Talat, as I understand it, there were three articles that we sent to you for consideration for TAing. One of them was Article 14. And with Article 14, as far as we know, what we sent you is what you asked for.
No. So 14 was the one that I sent back to Charlie. And because there was one point where we had not agreed. Did you send it to me recently, Charlie? 14 is one that...
You obviously didn't look at the one that I sent to you last.
I see. I when did you send it, Charlie?
One moment.
Because I had sent back to you. We've been going back and forth.
3:20 on yesterday.
Ooh, I see. It was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the 18th. Somehow, how could it not have come to me? I don't understand.
I'll tell you what, I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, it isn't there.
Yeah, it should be, but I'll forward it to you again.
That is really bizarre because let's see.
Well, Talat, when you do get a chance to review.
Well, I see it now. Don't send it. I see it.
But you responded to it, so I know you received it.
Yeah, I think it was hidden somehow. Yeah, okay. Because I got four and I got three. And okay, so, or all right. So why don't we...
With 14, what we have sent you is what you asked for.
Oh, okay, great. Then we can TA those three. We'll take a look and I think we are fine with four and three. Three, it's okay. We realized that we couldn't get the email comments in, but that could be something we could work out later. And
you think right. much faster than I do. I'm going to have to go a little bit slower over these. So let's focus on 14 first. What Charlie sent you was exactly what you had asked for.
Okay.
It's not necessarily what we wanted, but we're willing to TA on that article because we want to get you paid. That is a point.
Okay, so that's great. Do you want us to, well, we could go into caucus and do it later during the sing. I think
that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we'll take a break in the middle for a few minutes, take a quick look and get back to you.
All right.
And I said that in advance, it's so that you have time to review before, the meeting. We're trying to get through these things.
Yeah, that was, I have, others have got it too, but somehow, yeah, I mean.
Okay, you'll get a chance to look at it during caucus. That's great.
Right.
Again, what I'd like to emphasize about that is the version that we sent you is what you asked us for.
Okay. Well, I really
it is not exactly what we were hoping to get, but in the interest of getting our wonderful faculty paid,
wonderful,
we're willing to go with what we've proposed as a TA on 14.
Okay, great. I am sending it out to the team. I think I sent it out. Maybe they saw it because I blindly sent out what you sent. But okay, all right.
We will then, take. You were also sent Article 4, which is a straight status quo.
Sure.
Absolutely no change to the article.
Right.
Which I believe is what you requested.
Right.
So are we good on 4?
We are good on 4.
So 4 is a TA.
Yep.
Okay. And then we also sent you a 3. And Charlie, you may have to pull up the 3.
I think we are good on 3. 3 is the one that in which we had the discussion about 1, but I think.
I believe what was sent to you was slightly different language.
It was, the TA is what she saw. Hold on just a second. I think we were agreeing that we'll work on some email language later and that we accepted all mutual changes. Hold on just a second, share screen. We'll accept all mutual changes. And that's why I sent it to you so you had time to review that. There's no addition here, but all the other changes are things that we had both agreed on.
And the only thing was, yes, so what you've added here is you shall place a link to the local website.
Nope, that's old language.
That's
old language, but yeah.
That's old, so. You have time to look at it and make sure that you're comfortable with everything. But as I understand it, all mutual changes were accepted. We were just bargaining over something that was after B.
Right.
And we decided to put that to the side for now. So there you go.
Okay. So yeah, I think we did look at that.
Okay.
So if I may one more time, just summarize where we are. 14 and 3, you want to review in caucus.
We will take a look, but 3 we have seen. So we are fine.
And 4 we've agreed we're going
to see it. Yes. Okay. And 14 we'll take a quick look, and if you have agreed to what we asked, that we should be ready to go with that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Talat, what we would like to do then is invite you to share with us the articles that you've prepared for today.
Okay. So let me do this. So we wanted to just do. Okay. I'll open the TA version. So if I can share my screen, what I'll do here. This is Article 20, which we would very much like to be done if possible. And so what I'm doing here is opening the one that was sent by. Let me just open the whole thing. Yeah, the one that was sent by Charlie. So as you know that this is the one in which we have accepted all, both sides have agreed on every other change, right? So this is the one that Charlie has sent me, and the only disagreement was on this point here, which is 20.11b. And what we are wondering is because, right. So this is the one where we have talked back and forth, and I'm sorry that Sherry is not here because she did seem to agree on what we were asking for, but we haven't agreed on a language.
Yes, so what we at the last meeting, Talat, this proposal was rejected and withdrawn. So that we're not in agreement on all the other stuff anymore. Just letting you know that this one was withdrawn, but we see your point on B.
What do you mean we it was withdrawn?
Was what was in the minutes that you just approved.
So what happened was at the last meeting, we sent the TA because we thought we were in agreement on everything. So we would give up our thing and you would give up your thing. And you didn't give up your thing, so we didn't give up our thing. So we had to step back. Does that make sense?
No. So the thing was that when we were bargaining, this yes. was one of the ones that we were bargaining, right? That university will
correct.
Right. And so where are we with regard to this article then?
We understand your position, but we withdrew the this TA because you didn't agree to those terms. So we are going to step back to something else, I think. All the mutual changes aren't there because the mutual changes were, we would not add language if you would not delete this. And so since you are proposing to delete it, we're going to retain the stuff in another part. That's all. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
We can respond. It's fine.
I thought what Sherry had said is that we should replace this with some mutually agreeable language.
And we have something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what we are proposing here is language that would be agreeable. I mean, I could just go back then and let me stop sharing this. Mm-hmm. I could present to you what we have, because what we have done is, if you want to work off of that, that would be fine. So let's see. Let me see. I think this one we have kept comments. And yeah, okay. So I can send back this one, because then it is all annotated. So if you work off of that, then we know what you're doing. So let me share my screen. Okay. So share, so, all right. So I think what we have, and if you want to work on another one, that's fine. But basically I'm going on article 20 from here, and essentially there were no changes. I think there were none here. Then you had a comment here. Then I responded to that, and that is that we will accept changes with the deletion of this. So we went there, that we would accept what you have proposed. And then we came here, and again, we again said that we will accept what you propose. So basically we are accepting your proposals here. And then the same thing went here. This was our proposal, and this is where that we would not, we would strike that out. So that was it. So I can send you this one, because the only change here is that we have changed all of that to just this statement here. So basically this could be the working, I mean, this is annotated with yes, the-
That's work. Very helpful if you'll send that.
Yeah, I'll send that to you right away.
That would be great. And we can maybe talk about it while you're talking about other stuff.
Then you can talk about it. And maybe if you want to go, when we go into caucus, you could take a look at that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, I'll send that to you right away.
Thank you. Right.
Okay, so that was article 20. Do you want me to present the others as well?
Sure. Was that number 4, Talat, UFF number 4? Just so I wrote it down.
That was UFF... the one I did on 25. Now, you know, one day we should sit down and just tally all these numbers.
I don't think I want to do that.
All right. And then we won't worry about it. Okay. So I think according to the agenda, we had So there was 20 and then 32. Shall I take a look at 32?
Okay.
Okay, let me show you that. And again, let me do share screen, 32, share. Okay, so essentially over here, that's fine, right. So you had sent us the information on that. And so we are fine with this change over there. Then the thing was calendar months and-
Talat, can you make it just a tiny bit bigger so I can see the comments?
Did you get your glasses changed? No, not yet. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so yes, so it is a calendar month and a calendar month, right? Okay, but this one, yes, I think, that's not a problem. We did not agree on this soft money because we have so many definitions already. And soft money is again, now what is going to be included in soft money? So we would rather keep CNG, auxiliary, scholarships, fellowships, all of those things, because they all have different rules and regulations. So, we felt that best would be to not introduce yet another term, soft money, because then the question, it will always be asked, is this soft money, is this not?
Sure. I mean, it's in the book, but it's fine if you don't want to define that one. I'm okay. It was just trying to help there.
So there, and then the other was that, as you know, I have always been screaming about 365 because a friend of mine was born in a leap year. So that has 366 days. The other thing is that we really mean a year is a period of 12 consecutive months. I mean, I think that's-
Well, here's the problem with that, Talat.
Huh?
Here's the problem with-
Okay, go ahead.
Once we say months, that means it has to start on the first of a month. When we say three, I understand the question about leap year.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But 365 means if we agree on something on January 19th, we go through January 18th the next year. I mean, we go until the date comes up again.
Okay. We will look at this quickly in caucus and it shouldn't be. But do you mind then 365/366?
We'll talk about that at caucus also.
Well, Chuck,
go ahead, John.
Can you give us some more rationale behind this? Because this is standard language in contracts on how these timeframes are defined. And, as Talat was saying, we're just having trouble understanding the rationale for this type of change at this point in time, where this hasn't been presented as an issue before.
Well, and quite frankly, we didn't always recognize that it was an issue. But when there's something that does concern us, we want to bring that to everybody's attention. We still want to have a year mean, an entire year. It just doesn't necessarily correspond to a calendar or to months. It starts on a particular day of the month, and it continues until the year advances by one, and we arrive at that same day.
So Charlie, just to understand then, so our academic year starts on August 8th.
Academic year starts on August 8th and ends on May 6th or 7th, depending on whether we're
and May 6th or 7th. And so what you're saying is that we can't say that the academic year is 9 months or whatever months long, but rather it's this many days.
No, that's not 9 months.
This doesn't have anything to do with 9 months.
Just for a year. Right? This is just for a year. That's
300. Yeah, but the year thing, what you're saying is that if you're starting on the 7th of a month, then the year will end on the 6th of the month the next year.
Next year.
That's what I would expect.
And that's why you wanted this definition.
And I think if it was a leap year, we would do it the same way, right? Yeah. We just go the day before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the idea. Because it's a whole year. So you just want to, and months is not well defined. So it's helpful to have a year be defined. That's all.
Okay. All right. Okay. We can talk about this in caucus and it's, yeah. Okay. So
let me stop.
Thank you.
Charlie, can we get that back up?
That's Talat, not my
okay. I'll put it back up.
Thank you, Talat.
Put it back up. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I know what we need to talk about in our caucus.
Right. So you want to talk about the soft money, which we are rejecting? That's only, there are only two differences here.
Money and the 365, 365.
Those are the only two. So if you, you know, we could probably, well, you know, these are definitions and I think we should be able to, I would hope.
With a lot of confidence, we should be able to TA on this, decide, you know, depending on how you decide.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, like I said, we were trying to be helpful. I don't mind letting that go if you don't want it defined in there. And the year, I'd like you to agree because I think it's more clear, but again.
Okay. We will get back to you on this.
All right. Excellent. And then
I have one more and let me get to that. And we hope, we are also, as you can imagine, we are also trying to get, I hope it is a UFF. Okay. So the next one would be on.
Should be number five.
Number five. That's number five let's see, let me do this. This is on, I'll increase the, it is 120 already. So this is one in which, we have been receiving a lot of feedback from our bargaining unit, and I don't know if they have been as engaged in the past since I'm doing it for the first time, but there's a lot of comments that are coming and there is a lot of pressure that, you know, we should not accept the 2.5, rather we should do the 3.5 because the faculty, or the bargaining unit members are convinced that the funds are there, but we would like to move on and we would not like to wait for a long time. So I'm not going to repeat all the things that I've said, which has to do with everything that has happened in the past 2 years, including Orlando is becoming a very expensive place to live. It's catching up with everybody else. So that's why this salary, we would have liked to have had 3.5, but I think since we do want to come to some conclusion, we'll go ahead with this. The rest of the things that we have done here is basically crossing out. Again, what we are trying to do is bring in as few definitions as possible because there are articles that define all of this.
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Okay. So we have crossed out here ENG. Sorry, can you hear me?
No. Can you scroll down to 23.3? We can only see the top part.
Oh, you can't?
No, we can see the top part. We just can't see the rest of the proposal.
So what should I do? Do you see my whole screen?
No, we see the, in the Word, click on the Word document.
Uh-huh. We can only see this line 70 is where it cuts off.
Huh.
So click on the Word document itself.
Okay, so let me open it and then let me share. I see, sorry.
It's okay, we're just.
Okay, I share. And can you see it now?
Yes, but go ahead and scroll down a little bit.
We can only see the line 70 to lot. Okay, it's smaller. Can you just roll your... There we go.
You're seeing everything?
Now it's better, yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so do you see line 20?
Yes.
Okay, so line 21, we crossed out ENG. We just said each eligible employee because eligible employee is defined already. And with the same token, we have crossed out CNG and auxiliary and because these are already mentioned elsewhere. So so it's in Article 23.6. It says that, so we would just like to keep it simple and just say each eligible employee.
That doesn't say what happens with auxiliary employees. So
it's Charlie, we're taking out the funding. We don't believe that the funding in this sense, because we've done it before this way, is just each employee. So it's not our position that we need to specify. It's the university's position to manage their money on how they manage it. We don't care where the money comes from. We care about guaranteeing our employees raises, just as the university's provided to non-unit employees.
So what you're saying, you mean for auxiliaries to be included in this, even if there's no funds there behind it in the auxiliary area?
It's up to the university to manage their budget as they've done toward before. It's the university's right, and that's their management right. So this is our proposal, and we're representing everyone in the bargaining unit, just as we've done before.
I think this was the status quo language.
Well, let's go through your article, and this is something we can take with us also to caucus.
Right. So basically, the only thing we've done is crossed out the redefinition of employees. Now, one other thing that we are asking is that we are asking for a one-time payment, because if this thing is going to be ratified and be effective April 15th, we were each going to get $1,400. We are asking here for a one-time payment of $2,500. And the reason for that is that, again, we've talked about it many times. People have had hardships during COVID. There are places from which a university could get these funds, and this is not for us to talk about here. But we would like to, what we are proposing is that each employee be given a flat amount of $2,500. That's the only thing in terms of the monetary part that we have we have changed from your offer of $1,400 based on the calculations that you provided to an offer of $2,500. Which is basically $1,100 per employee, and you can calculate how much extra money that involves. And it's a one-time money, in terms of excellence awards. And I think, Charlie, I annotated here because somehow when I was doing it here, it got dropped, the changes you had made. So you had proposed two tips and two RIAs shall be available to employees grouped together as described here. So we are basically going back here to status quo language. Okay, so that was the change that you had. That means that you had here with the College of Undergraduate Studies and College of Graduate Studies and Institute or Center. So,
okay, so Talat, I just want to make sure that I understand so that when we go to caucus, we know what we're talking about. What we had proposed is that there would be two tips and two RIAs that would be designated specifically for this other college,
right,
made up of these units. And yes, what I'm hearing now is you're saying you don't support that change, that you would want this other college to be treated like remaining colleges.
Yeah, and if you want rationale for it, I can have John speak to that. John, you want to say something to that?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. That's the status quo language. We support it, and I was just on the RIA review committee that wrapped up this week in terms of reviewing those proposals, and they're really, really strong. So if it's the university's position that there needs to be more tips or RIAs available, then, you know, make more available to everyone, just not to some people.
All right. Well, we understand your position. What else do you have for us in 23?
Okay. So let's move on then. And I think, So the ADIs, and we would, you know, this would be, I mean, there is a sunset date here, which is August 31st, 2022, because we also would like to, once we have agreed on the full book, we would like to reopen Article 23. And so we would like to keep that option open. And so since we didn't get multi-year raises, we would like to do the same with the ADIs. So basically the ADIs would also go till August 31st, 2022. And we are hopeful that we will be able to come up with another agreement with you guys.
Well, you know, I understand typically, Talat, that sunset date extends the entire 3 years of the contract. In the past, the reason it says 2021 as being status quo language is because it was a 3-year agreement. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that when we were looking at that.
Expires
2021. So yeah. This would only by ratification date.
Yeah, that's, we understand, Charlie, that date is intentional.
Okay, so that would be giving us fewer than 8 months to have ADI.
Well, as Talat said, if we were to have a multi-year salary agreement as we propose, ADI could be extended, but we continue to play it year by year.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I'm clear that you understand that's typically that's given to the end of the contract. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's it. So basically these are in your court now.
Okay.
And I think we should probably listen to what you have to say.
All right.
Articles.
We can do that. And, first of all, I thank you for getting back to us on those articles, and we look forward to.
I'll send you the ones right now, right away.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Talat. Okay.
Where do you want to start?
Charlie, let's look at 13. On Article 13, we are proposing status quo language for TA today. We are interested in getting our in-unit employees paid as soon as possible. And we're proposing status quo on 13, which I believe is what you proposed earlier. Charlie, are there any mutually agreed to changes in there?
I don't believe so. I do need to change this header to say TA, but other than that.
That's fantastic. That's great. The more we can TA, the better.
Yes, indeed. So is that, do we count that as a TA, or do you want to look at that in your caucus?
If it is what was the status quo, then we would TA it. I mean, we can always give it a quick look, but I think...
Give it a quick look, but I believe that if there were any changes, they were all accepted and mutual. So, okay. but absolutely welcome you to take a look at it. I would, so.
Okay.
And then I'd like to... that's great, Talat. It really sounds like we're heading in a good direction. I'm very happy about that. Would like to look at Article 8, Charlie, please. And Talat, as far as we're concerned, there's really only one issue that we would like to bring to your attention for another time, and that is this idea of a per diem for faculty that are teaching these low enrollment classes. Right now, if a faculty member goes to all the trouble of setting up a course and it doesn't make the enrollment that's required for them to get their regular pay for the summer, then they can agree, they can volunteer to teach the course for basically travel expenses. We looked at this article and said, this looks odd. We've got cases where people get a per diem of $100 a day if they're going to help somebody teach a course over there. So it didn't make sense to us. So what we proposed is that we allow for the possibility that there be a $200 per diem. If the funds are available, there still would have to be sufficient enrollment in order to make that happen. But we think that the faculty who are actually going and teaching deserve more than the people that are going and accompanying somebody else who's teaching the class. So we have felt very strongly that this was really something that we were trying to do to help the faculty who might otherwise end up volunteering to teach a course for their airfare and hotel. This would give them airfare, hotel, and a per diem if the funds are available. I checked with International Studies today, and there's about 40% of the faculty who go on study abroad who end up volunteering or getting that $100 a day. About nearly half. So the numbers given to me was 40%. The estimate that I got over the phone was, I think about 20% just simply volunteer. So what we have attempted to do here is try to propose something that would allow these faculty who typically are very graciously agreeing to go for the benefit of the students and offer this course, a little bit more compensation. That's what we're trying to do here. You know, that's why we're offering it. We also think it's good for us as an institution. We think it's good for the study abroad program that more courses are likely to make. What I was told today is the word on the street is, don't teach a study abroad course, you're not going to get paid. What we would like to do is make it possible for people to get paid a little bit more than they're able to get now. So that's, frankly, we would like to see this because we think it benefits the university. We'd like to do more international things. We frankly also think that it benefits the in-unit faculty who would now potentially have an option for a $200 per diem to teach one of these classes. So
Chuck, the main thing that is coming across is, and again, this is from faculty who do get involved in this, is that university does get money from students, even if there's few students who go, they are still paying a good bit. And so why would the faculty member just not be paid this salary, 1 month's salary? So the question is the same thing like the debate about minimum wage, right? I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I see what you're saying is that, you know, in this way, they will at least have 3,000, but so the exploitation will be less. And now the argument that's coming from the bargaining unit is that, but this is what is going to be used, and more people will be asked to go this way rather than getting a 1 month salary. So
anybody that qualifies for the 1 month salary gets the 1 month salary. This is not substituting for the 1 month salary. This is the case where the enrollment is not high enough. It's not what was agreed to, and the faculty member does not qualify then for the 1 month salary. This is not reducing somebody's pay. This is trying to increase somebody's pay. If your unit doesn't want it, we'll strike the language and TA the article.
So where, who do you think, I mean, again, if you put on a faculty member's hat now, who do you think, this is something that the departments would then be made to pay them at least this amount and that they're not doing that right now?
The way this is worded, they would have an option to do this. Right now, there is no option. Right now,
what do you mean there's no option? Why could they not pay that anyway? Because it says as long as their decisions are made on an equitable basis, based on programmatic needs. Why can't they pay this right now?
Because it would be in violation of the contract. Right now, if the course doesn't make, faculty are told they can volunteer. The way it's written right now, we're trying to do is put something in there that if the funds are available.
So, okay, now again, I'll have to talk to my caucus and maybe they'll, you know, throw me out here. Supposing I made on an equitable basis, so it has a provision here, right? I mean, so let's look at the consequences of what happens if we don't accept and what happens if we accept so I'd be better off one way or the other. So what you're saying is that if we go to status quo, then faculty would still be volunteering or would still be going. Where does it say that they would be paid travel funds? It doesn't say.
I think that's further down in the article, if I remember right.
Talad, why don't we take it to caucus?
Yeah, we'll take it to caucus. Yeah.
Travel funds is 160, line 166.
Line 166. Okay. All employees. Oh, I see.
So Thank you.
I see. So basically what you're saying is that right now, so when it says here, as long as such decisions are made on, so right now they will not get anything. Okay.
Right now it's the university's discretion and it's at the rate of the 12.5%. It's based off of their salary. Instead, the BOTS proposal is to make it a flat amount. Once again, still at the university's discretion.
That's not what I'm hearing.
I don't think that is correct.
That's not what I'm hearing.
If I may, suppose that I'll use John. Suppose John is going to teach a study abroad course some summer, and he has an agreement with his supervisor that the enrollment is going to be 20 in that course. And if he gets to 20, if he gets 20 students enrolled, he can go and teach that course and he will get paid for teaching a course. He will get paid for teaching a course. That's what he'll get paid. He will not get any less than that. If the enrollment turns out to be less than that, for example, if it's 12, what John would have the option to do now is say, okay, if you'll pay my hotel and my travel, excuse me, I will volunteer to teach the course anyway. And the course would go. What this says, suppose John does a good job of recruiting and he gets 16 people to go. He doesn't get to 20. He doesn't get the full salary. But now, if the funds are available, and in that example, I think they possibly would be, he could be offered a $200 per diem. This is not John got to 20, and now because this language is in here, a department chair says, well, I'm not going to pay you a month. I'm only going to pay you $200 a day. That is not what this is. If you don't like the language, we'll take it out. So we think it's hurtful to the university and to your members to do so. But if that's what you want, we'll do it.
So Chuck, let me repeat what I think I've heard from you. What you're saying is that right now, if a course does not meet the minimum requirement, then the university cannot pay the faculty member anything other than the travel expenses, other than the airfare.
Correct.
There is nothing that allows the university to pay the faculty member per diem. Is that right? That's what you're saying?
That's right. Right now, they're not. But the helper, you know, down in line 180, 181,
yeah,
they can get $100 a day. We think the person who's in front of the class, who's the instructor, teaching a low enrollment class, ought to get $200 a day.
So and another thing, and we will talk about
if the funds are available. I mean, the funds still have to be available.
Sure. So if it, you know, now are these courses usually for 2 weeks?
There's a lot of variety in those Talat.
So it could be for 3 weeks. It could be for a month. So
it could be, you know, different faculty arrange the contact hours differently. It may be very intense for a couple of weeks. Some of them may be longer. There's a variety.
So what I'm saying is that if you are looking out for the faculty here, how about if we say a per day up to a total of at least 3,000? So in other words, if they are going for something that is longer, then they get, so let's say they're getting for, if we say at least, it puts a cap on it, but it could be higher than that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to us again about Article 8. That's, you know, it's the way I'm looking at it, that language is take it or leave it. If that's not acceptable, we'll strike it and we can TA what's left. But we think this is good for your members.
We will take a look.
All right, thank you. Article 12 is the next one that I want to talk about. And Talat, I looked at this again earlier today, and I'm confused on the UFF's position on Article 12.
Okay.
On the 4th of January, I believe it was, you sent an email to Charlie saying that there were articles that that you wanted to TA, that as far as you were concerned, that they were ready for TA, and that included 12.
Mm-hmm.
But the attachment to 12 included changes, specifically with the payout option.
Oh, yeah.
So right. We don't know.
So
what is it that you're proposing?
Okay, so the payout option, and I'll tell you what is in the minds of people in the bargaining unit. So the payout option right now is, and as you said, that if we don't have it in the CBA, then the university cannot do a payout. And so right now it is unilateral. I mean, it's not mutual. So the university can decide that instead of giving the person 1 year, they would pay them out for the year. Right now, what is happening is that what happens to medical insurance? That's the concern, because you know a faculty member who has only a year left and they say, okay, now here's the sum of money, we don't need your work, but then they are out of insurance. So that is our main concern.
Okay, so
the mutual agreement basically had to do with the insurance. So in other words, some people may be happy. They have a job, maybe something lined up, they'll take the money and go. Some may not. So if insurance and medical insurance can be guaranteed for that period, I think that is something we could talk about.
All right, we will take a look at that. Thank you for
So exactly. That's the only thing that we needed to address. Yeah.
Okay.
And we know of cases, Chuck, in recent times where people have had to leave and basically then they didn't have medical insurance.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying your position on that one. All right. So, Charlie, you have them side by side. Is that what I'm looking at?
That is correct. The UFF is on the left here. I hope it's big enough to see. This is what you said, status quo. You did agree to the date change that we had proposed, which is exactly what we were looking for what you could accept. So thank you. But this confused us because you had said status quo.
That's the language that we believe that represents what Talat just said.
Yes, John, we understand that. And that's why we're asking you about this. So
no, I understand. I understand the confusion.
The email said status quo.
Yeah. I understand the confusion. You know, it began with our asking that this be deleted, right? And then when that came about, you guys said, well, but we, unless it is in the thing, then we had the word mutual. So I think you're right. It was confusing because we said status quo, but this is what we would like. Actually, a couple of cases came to our knowledge just in the last few weeks.
Okay. All right. Charlie, let's look at Article 16, please.
Is the one that you had not presented, last time. Yeah. Okay.
All right. In section 16.3, there had been two sentences that we had inserted before. We've taken those out in the paragraph on progressive discipline. Charlie, line 37, please.
So what is that one before that? Is that something that the disciplinary action? Okay.
Is the change in there or no?
I believe that is status quo now.
Well, okay. This is status quo. There was something that was not status quo that we had added that we have backed off on.
Okay.
On line 37, we had said before we had proposed 5 days to respond. We've gone back to the original language, which was 10. And then on line 71.
Actually, Chuck, do you think that we could agree maybe on the email part of this so that we could accept that to lot?
Yeah.
And I think that comes up again on line 47 with the email.
Oh, that's the one that you moved up?
Yeah, the moves that we had made before are still in there in what we've got now. I'm sharing with you the three changes that we had made to this. And then on line 71, we went back to 12 days as the requirement for job abandonment. I think we had it at 7 the last time. We put it back to 12. So in 16.3, we are back to status quo in that section on progressive discipline. On line 37, the response time is back to the 10 days that it was before. And on line 71, the time away that would constitute job abandonment is back to 12 instead of 7 days. So the remainder, the other things that we had proposed in Article 16, we're still proposing those. And then
hey Chuck, real quick.
Sure, John.
Talat, do we have a copy of that 16 article that we can review during caucus?
No, I think, and I have a feeling,
I'll
I don't know how long.
You. I'll send it to you, no worries.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
thank you.
What I was going to suggest is that 16, since we haven't really had time to look at it, that this may be one that we take a look and send it back by the end of the week, by Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. If that's
if we can do it in caucus, but I don't think we'll have the time.
No. All right. Excellent. I want to pull up Article 22. We think that we're just down to 1 point.
I think there's only 1 point.
Yeah. Yeah. On line 137 and 139. We have not changed this. This would still say that the professional development leaves would be for one semester. I was in a meeting last week that included both the president and the provost, and I know that this is something that is important to them. It's the only thing that we have left in Article 22. you know, if we could agree on that change, you know, of course we would be ready to TA Article 22 today.
So they would not agree to the two semesters.
Their position right now is what we see here. That this is what they thought was the appropriate thing for the university to do.
Yeah, this is a surprise to me. But we'll talk about it. But this is I know that this is something that is going to affect a lot of people because we have a large number of members who are not tenured or tenure earning, and who actually could use this, you know, more than even, are needed because they need a relief from the extensive teaching that they do. The thing also is that I don't, you know, there are not a whole lot of people who are asking for two semesters at three-fourths pay, because we are talking about colleagues who are actually not that highly paid. So I would say that only a small number of them would opt for the other, where you have, you have to bring in 25% of your salary from somewhere, but that really it could be beneficial to the university. So I'm really surprised that if you're trying to take the university upwards and you rely so much on these people, on people who are doing extensive teaching for you or other services for you, this is not going to go well with the.
Okay, well, that's where we are right now. We just wanted you to see we're at a single point on Article 22.
Yeah.
And then I think we wanted to show you Article 31.
Okay. 31 also had only one point, I think.
It does, yes, I believe so.
Right.
This is what we are proposing now. I really regret that Sherry isn't here to present this, because she could do probably a much better job than I would on this. But what Sherry has done is reviewed the state law with regard to this particular provision. And the way she has explained it to us is what we are proposing here in 31.2 mirrors the state law. So this would be consistent with Florida statute.
Okay.
And we can send that to you as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. Yeah.
And we're not quite finished with 17 yet. We're planning to bring that to your attention on February 2nd.
Okay.
Our next session. We can show you a 20 also.
Uh-huh.
I know you presented a 20. We've got one that we can show you as well.
Okay.
Do you want that now, Chuck?
Or
do
yes,
you want
please.
To after? Okay. What line, Chuck?
158, please. In this section, what we are proposing here is to return the language that we had proposed earlier about the summary on step one.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, we've had a lot of sessions. Mm-hmm. I think we were at agreement on that part or very, very close to it, but mm-hmm. We're proposing that be in there. Charlie, how about 319? Okay, thank you. I know there's been a lot of discussion about 20.11b. You've already talked about it today. What we are suggesting here is that we retain the language that we have in 20.11b and then add a sentence that says that the UFF retains the ability to pursue such a grievance through an arbitrability hearing. So if in the opinion of the university's representative, the grievance is not filed in accordance with Article 20, the UFF would have recourse through an arbitrability hearing to determine whether that grievance should in fact proceed and be heard. So that is our suggestion for language to clear up 20.11b.
Okay.
And Charlie, can you go to 249 and 50?
It was somewhere I saw something, yeah.
Yeah. I know that, you know, this is a short phrase that you've asked that we strike. If we could get this TA today, if we could get 20 off our plates with what we've proposed here, we would be willing to strike that language.
Okay, so you'd be willing to take that out?
Yeah, if we do what we had proposed on 158 and 319 and 20, we would take this out.
Okay, so that's the alternative. So
that's a package deal. It's those three changes together.
There are three. Yeah, right. So you're proposing changes on top, which we had. Yeah. So what you're saying is that this change. Now, what you may want to do is take a look at what we have offered and see if that makes any sense to you. And
well, we'll take a look at your 20.11. If you'll take a look at ours.
Sure. We'll do that.
And I think that is.
So the ones on which, the ones that we will be very quick on. So three we would be very quick on. Four we have agreed on. We'll take a quick look at 14. It looks like it was status quo, so we should not have any trouble. We'll take a look at that. And then the ones we're looking at is 20. And the one on which we are not in agreement is 22. And what else? I guess
13 you said you were going to look at in caucus also.
13, you accepted status quo, I think.
You said you were going to review it in caucus to make
sure. Yes, we were going to. They're proposing just, I think, the one change on 13.
Okay, we'll take a look at 13.
And we'll then take a look.
Sure.
And also 12, they have to look at.
You have to, so that's what I'm saying. You have to look at 12, right, Chuck?
Yes, we'll look at 12.
Because there's one point on 12.
We'll look at 20.
And you will also look at our version of 20. We'll look at your version of 20.
We'll look at your 32 also.
And maybe you can call the provost and see if he'll agree to 23.
And I'll see if we can get in touch with him. I'd also like you to look at R8. That's the one where we have the study abroad thing.
That's right. Right. Sure. Okay. So we give ourselves, about 20 minutes, half an hour?
I think we might need at least a half an hour.
Half an hour. Why don't we give ourselves half an hour?
All right.
Okay.
So Chuck, today, are we scheduled to 3 or 3:30 for today?
3:30.
I thought it was 3:30, John.
Okay.
3:30.
All right. So the 3. So
we'll come back at 3. We'll come back at 3:05.
3:05.
3:05.
Okay.
Yeah. Deal. Turn the recording back on. There we go.
Okay. And I don't see Chuck.
He's on his way. He'll be here in just a second.
Okay.
If not, it'll automatically kick him back in. There he is.
Oh, there he is. Okay. So we are back, and I guess the recording is on. So we're back for the second part of our discussions. So Chuck and Charlie, thank you for providing us the articles, because they did arrive and all of them did. So I think the good news is that we are good on 3, 4, 14, and 13. I think if you haven't sent me the PDF files, I think I have I think you sent 13 also. So I'll sign them and send them back to you. That will be the 4. On 8, because that's the quickest one to the, and particularly since you will have no objection to it. So what you have added, the thing about $200 a day up to a total of 3,000, this is something that union members feel that, I mean, that they, this is something that they should not accept. And the reason for that is that from what we hear from colleagues in the unit, that you know, there's nothing that stops a university from making arrangements so that people who are leading these courses, these study abroad courses, that that they get paid what they deserve, they are in terms of expenses and so on. So what this will do is essentially ask for volunteer work, which is really not what we are here for. I mean, faculty members should be paid for what they're doing, and we have already worked out details about how they should be paid a summer salary. So essentially, this is going to set up a tradition of essentially asking members, union members or bargaining unit members, to be offering their services on a voluntary basis. And that's not something that we should be encouraging. So that's our rationale for why we would not agree to the gesture that you've made. Although we understand that you're coming from the point that instead of they're getting nothing, they're getting $200 per day. We feel that—
Talat, that payment, if I may, if we strike that addition, can we TA Article 8?
Yes.
Hold on. What about the overload for—
That's gone. It's gone.
It's back to status quo. And the only change that they were proposing was on line 172 and 173.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
But thank you, Claudia.
There were some mutual changes accepted, but that was not one that the UFF accepted. And so it is not, you know.
Okay, so what I think I just heard, if we strike that addition, we are up to 5 articles T8.
Yep. And we have also a suggestion for 20, unless you have a better suggestion. So we have
we will listen to what you have to say.
We are again doing all this in the spirit of getting as many articles T8 as possible. And so the question is again, what are we accomplishing by 20.11, right? And so what you're saying is that, look, we should have the discretion to not entertain grievances that we think have not been filed properly. Right. So one way, and UFF, our position is that no, you should, you know, look into that and see if it has not been followed properly, and there may be instances in which that clarification could be made. So one way out would be that the university's representative and UFF's representative may mutually agree to refuse consideration of it. So just what you have here, university's representative and UFF, universities and UFF's representatives may mutually agree. And that's sort of then we are in agreement in that this is a possibility. But then it is on mutual basis rather than unilateral.
Well, I have a little bit of difficulty as I first think about this. This is something that the UFF representative has already filed on behalf of the UFF. And now is that UFF representative going to mutually agree with the university representative that it was not properly filed or it's not consistent with the rest of the article?
Go ahead, Claudia.
If I may,
I believe that it was suggested, and I believe that the concern here often arises from non-union members who are members of the bargaining unit filing grievances without sufficient preparation and knowledge, and therefore there being some things that might not be in accordance with the agreement. One way to solve that problem is for everyone to encourage everyone to become members of the union so they have good support through trained grievance representatives. We cannot agree to give the university the right to refuse processing something that we mutually agreed to. We can see that there might be some non-members filing, non-members of the union, but members of the bargaining unit filing a grievance, that when grievance reps and administrators sit together, say, yeah, this is really nowhere close to what we agreed a grievance would be. And then we could jointly explain it to the person and explain why we jointly refused to engage in that process. They probably could contest that, but it would be something where we would jointly take responsibility for adhering to the rules and stipulations that we jointly collectively bargained.
I think that's helpful. We'll have to consider it, but I think that's a helpful explanation, Claudia.
So did you want me to send a version with that change?
That would be helpful. Thank you, Talat.
Okay, I will do that. So that will be
the more we're able to exchange now, the better off we're going to be.
I mean, we also suggest that the positive way, rather than saying, you know, something can be refused if it's not filed, we also have the proposed grievances have to be filed in accordance with this agreement.
But then my question is, what if they're not filed in accordance with the agreement?
Well, yeah, presumably we and you would talk. So, yeah. I mean, in general, what would happen is that the grievance has to be processed all the way to arbitration. In the same way that in the article section above, you know, if people say to me, what if my assignment is in violation of my rights? What I have to tell them is, I'm sorry, you have to show up and teach this course, even as we're filing a grievance contesting this assignment. We have agreed to this clause, right? Sometimes we have to do things that we think are not actually what we have to do because we're bound by a mutually agreed upon bargaining agreement.
Well, again, we thank you for the explanation. We'll take another look at it. It would be helpful for us to have the exact language that you propose.
I'll send you Article 20. So I think, you know, we have now agreed on 5, and you were going to look at a few of the others.
Yes, well, one of the ones we wanted to look at was 20. We still got some issues with that.
I'm sorry, we didn't get to talk about 32, but I think we ran out of time. So 32, why don't we will talk among ourselves and send it back to you?
Well, we may have something to suggest to you on 32.
Okay.
Charlie, you want to put that up? If we can get that 365 days, everything else we've agreed to, we've mutually agreed to everything else. That's the only thing that's there.
So, you know, I mean, again, personally, I would go along with it. I think we can talk and just get it back to you on that. How does the team feel?
Yeah, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
We'll discuss it and get it back to you so that, so we could count on 6 articles being done.
We'll count the 6th one when we agree on it. Yeah, I haven't heard that we've come to agreement there, but.
Okay.
Good ones. We're doing great today.
Okay. So we will get back. But again, what I'm saying on record here is that we will get back to you before, you know, hopefully this week, if not this week, then next Wednesday, because we meet next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
And so then the one left would be 12 that you were going to look at.
I want to look at that a little bit more carefully. I think we need to talk about that on our side, but we're not ready to TA on that one today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and wait. then uh, Talat, I think we were waiting to see if there was any movement on 23.
I did get a chance to meet with Dr. Johnson briefly, and we all, you know, appreciate that we think we are getting a little bit closer. There are still some concerns that we're going to have to address. We're not comfortable with this idea of scratching the E&G employees because there may be legal issues with our ability to use state funds to pay auxiliary employees, for example. We're going to look at that. We will. That's one of the things that we want to take a look at. The one-time payment is, as far as we're concerned right now, that is firm at $1,400. And the provost was disappointed with what had been proposed for ADI. In all previous, excuse me, three-year agreements, the ADI has gone for the entire time of the three-year agreement. And that's, we would like to see that continue. So we want to look again very carefully at what you've proposed for 23. We appreciate that we are trying to move closer together on that particular article. And I hope that we'll have something to come back to you on February 2nd.
Talat, did you mean Article 31 as well, like the proposed language?
Yeah, so Article 31, yeah, we did not get a chance to look at that. So we will get back to you on Article 31.
Okay.
So 31 and 32 are two that my caucus will discuss.
Okay.
And get back to you latest by next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, and the others that the PDFs that are there, I'll send them to you. And so essentially, right, so the way I'm looking at it, we have 20 in which I'll send you, and then there is 23 is in your hands, and 12 is in your hands.
Yes.
Do we have anything else? Oh, 16, we have not looked at 16.
Okay.
We did not get a chance
to look at you on 16.
Yeah.
And then Talat, did we want to, we talked about Article 22, about our position.
Right. Yeah, 22 we have, you know, is the one where we have that one point of disagreement.
Okay.
So right, yeah, now.
I think we understand each other. We understand, yeah, the positions that we, yeah, have on 22.
Yeah.
We're down to one point.
Right. Yeah. So basically, I think 22, we can pretty much say that we send it back to you and it's in your court, because that we do not accept that that changed. That's the only one. So maybe, and then 16 we will look at. So we will look at 16 and then get feedback to you on 31 and 32. And I'll give you my sentence on 20. And then you have in your hands 22, 12, and 23.
And 17
as well. Oh, and 17.
17 we will bring next time. Yes.
Okay. So BOT has 12, 20 that I will send, 17, and 23.
And 22.
And 22. Okay, so you have 5. How can we have 5 left if we already did with so many? Okay.
It's a big, yeah, contract.
Can you go through ours one more time? I'm missing one of them.
You have 12 and 20. 20 okay, has only one point, right?
Okay.
And then 17, 22, and 23.
Got it. I agree.
And we have, let me make sure that I'm not missing any. We have 31, 32. What else?
16.
And 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We had 14 articles going into today. You've got 3 that you're going to look at next time. Let's add 8 to your
No, eight is eight
also.
Eight is agreed.
Right, so we T8 on eight.
Yeah, eight is agreed. We take out the not T8. We
okay,
have
so the only other article that we have to propose at some point is the duration article 30. So I can account for all 14 articles.
I sent article 8 TA version.
Okay.
Okay. So we are agreed on 3, 4, 14, 13, and 8.
Yes.
Okay. So we did 5
today. Maybe 32. Maybe.
We'll see.
What about 13? I sent that to you.
13 is TA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
3, 4, 14, 13, and 8 are done.
Okay, excellent.
So 5 are taken care of. I thought we had 12. So 7
are done. 14.
Okay.
12 was the BOT has to get back to us on it.
Okay, so we still have 5 to go. All right. Probably, 4 of them are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there's 7 at least still out there to lot.
The 8 out there.
There's 8 plus 30.
4, 5, 6.
The amendment duration.
9. I have 9. Not settled are 12. Oh, I'm sorry. 13. I didn't write that down. I'm sorry. 1.
13 is settled.
Yep. 12, okay. 16, 17, 20. 22, 23, 30, 31, and 32.
Yes. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Talat, we did pretty good today.
I think so.
Thank you.
We got somewhere. It can always be better, but let's take
stop the recording.
What's that? Oh.